The standoff continues between supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi and Egypt's interim military government. The government is urging all Egyptians to vote on a revised constitution, calling it a turning point for the country. The draft comes amid a heavy-handed security crackdown on Morsi's supporters, as well as leading activists protesting a new law that restricts the right to demonstrate.
We are supporting the free Egyptian women and an integral role in resisting this coup despite the tensions, harassment and police brutality.
Thousands of people gathered again in Tahrir Square on Tuesday to protest peacefully against the referendum without the consent of much of the people. At the same time, some political parties released threatening statements against attempts to interfere with the referendum, claiming that a yes vote is the only way out of the chaos.
The constitution is being tailored to only suit a certain faction of the Egyptian society.
The protesters also demand the release of 21 women and girls who were given lengthy sentences for taking part in protests. They were given 11 to 15 years in prison by an Alexandria court.
They hijacked our president and killed our children. We're not scared from their tanks and weapons. We'll not vote on this constitution because it's illegitimate, and we will continue our national resistance until the downfall of this coup.
The military-backed plan is a crucial test for the post-coup authorities, especially as they face continuing protests by Morsi supporters and disenchantment from within the circles of pro-democracy advocates and liberal allies of the interim government over heavy-handed crackdowns on dissent.
The head of the military-appointed committee that amended the constitution, Amr Moussa, held a press conference calling on Egyptians to approve the new constitution in an upcoming referendum. The draft document has been sent to the president, who will review it and set a date for the referendum. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.